Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight, Tuesday, January 14th. And you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Yet again, thank you, SAT team, for getting the call out to so many people in so many nations across the globe. And let's do what we do every Tuesday and Thursday night. Let's pray the call in. Then we'll ask Sue to give us the teaching that she has prepared for us tonight. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that we are, everything that matters, and everything that is. Thank you for everything that we're going through, for everything that we've experienced and have yet to experience. Thank you for the blessing, which is such a blessing, we almost are not going to be able to contain it. Help us to have a really good call tonight, Lord. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for Sue and Bob, everybody that adds to it. Give us a wonderful weekend, we pray, this week. Well, let's just thank you for the week first. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I heard an ooh out of you.
Oh, about the everything that matters.
I knew you said that, yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty integrated.
Integrated Minds at hushmail.com.
I know, I love when Bob does it. It's so fun. We saw that Integrated Minds came in at one time.
Yeah.
I'll give a shout out on that. Shall I go ahead?
Let's go ahead and do the teaching, yes. That'd be great. Thanks.
So I want to give a shout out to my Malinois co-pilot who tells me, she goes, it's so funny, it made me laugh. She goes, better get ready. The call's in 15 minutes as we're texting each other to Miss Judy. And it made me laugh, but she's protecting. I was like, you think after 9.5 years, but it was cute. And I'm dedicating this to tenacity and the grit that everybody that's listening to this call, there's a thing called change blindness. And it means that you sometimes don't notice like how much you're growing. And this teaching is to acknowledge how through this process you've been growing, you've been letting go of everything you don't need, you've been growing closer to God, closer to yourself. And we're going to dedicate this to the people of divinity, the pod. We're going to dedicate it to learning and growth. And we're going to dedicate it to, as always,
everything that matters.
Which I like, I'll do it as a whisper. Everything
that
matters.
I everything
I know,
that matters.
Pretty cool. Commit to excellence. For many people, mediocrity is the norm. They want to do as little as they possibly can and still get by. But God didn't create us to be mediocre or average. God doesn't want us to just barely get by or do what everybody else is doing. God has called us to be a cut above. God's called us to stand out in the crowd, to be people of excellence and integrity. Indeed, the only way to be truly happy is to live with excellence and integrity. What does it mean to be a person of excellence? When you have a spirit of excellence, you do your best whether anyone is watching or not. You go the extra mile. You do more than you have to. Other people may complain about their jobs. They may go around sloppy looking and cutting corners. Don't sink to that level. Everyone else may be slacking off at work, compromising in school, letting their lawns go. But here's the key. Ooh. You're not everyone else. You take pride in your work and in who you are. God wants you to set the highest standard. You should be the model employee for your company. You should be the partner or loved one that listens carefully and cherishes who you're listening to. Your boss and your supervisor should be able to say to the new hires, watch him, learn from her, pick up the same habits, develop the same skills. This person is the cream of the crop, on time and a great attitude, and does more than what is required. When you have an excellent spirit like that, you'll not only see promotion and increase, but you're honoring God. Some people think, let me go to church to honor God. Let me read my Bible to honor God. And yes, that's true, but it honors God just as much to be your excellence consistently in your behavior and your heart. It honors God to be productive. It honors God to look good each day. And most of all, it honors God to deepen in your practice of love. When you're excellent, your life gives praise to God. That's one of the best witnesses you can have. Some people will never go to church. They never listen to a sermon. They're not reading the Bible. Instead, they're reading your life. They're watching how you live. Now, don't be sloppy. When you leave the house, whether you're wearing shorts or a three-piece suit, make sure you're representing excellence the best you possibly can. When you go to work, exceed expectations. Give it your all. Do your job to the best of your ability. Ask the people around you and even your loved ones, if I could give you the very best for your experience, what would that be? Ask, and you will exceed expectations. Prove that you're the excellence of God's love in the world. That's our teaching for tonight.
Ooh. Thank you, Sue. That was profound, I think. I think seeking after excellence is really something that we all should do and keep in the forefront of our mind. And thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I think that I heard something that Joyce Meyer said today, and it was that, you know, God sees us when we're out front, when, let's say, when we're reading our Bible or where we're going to church or whatever we're doing, he sees that, but he also sees things that we do in secret, things that we do when we're not, in other words, when we're alone. And I think it's even more important that God sees who we are when we're alone or when we're doing things that are not out front with people or whatever. He sees it. And I think if we can show excellence in those areas, you know, when only God might be looking, he's seeing, he's witnessing who we really are. It's a tough thing to do when you're not performing for anyone, or you're not on the big call, you know, when you're just being yourself. And God doesn't want us to be anything but who we are. Doesn't want us to be someone else. Doesn't want Bruce to become Bob, or Bob to become Bruce, or Sue to become Andrea or vice versa. You know, he's given each one of us everything that's within us, gifts, talents, and an opportunity to be ourselves. And ideally, as we learn who we are, a lot of us are still doing this in our advanced years, that we are identifying with Jesus Christ and becoming more and more like him every day. That would be, I think, the goal for all of us as we seek after God, after we seek after excellence, after we go about our daily business, whatever that looks like. That's what I got out of the teaching, Sue. Thank you for that.
Beautiful, Bob. Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. Bob, how did you see this, and did it speak to you in some way?
Yeah, it was really quite enjoyable because I started thinking right away about change blindness, and so I thought, wouldn't it be great to spend some time and look back over the year and maybe look at your calendar to see various things that occurred and look at it with kind of an eye to say, where did I change this year? What did I do better? And then bring it forward and it's like, okay, it's already here, the 14th of January. What can I change this coming year? And then I started thinking about the excellence concept that you brought up, Sue. And the first thing that came to me was when you said, what is excellence? The thought came to me, look inward. So while you were speaking, I just sat and put my hands over my heart and dropped my head down and said, okay, what does God want from me to be excellent? And what came to me was the word full. Like, okay, so what is that? Well, how about number one, be peaceful? It seems that the teachings in the Bible, particularly Jesus, always encouraging people to be peaceful and not fret. And so I'm like, okay, there's a full peaceful. And then it's like, what about helpful? Looking out to someone else that you can help. And what about grateful? And I was thinking, I'm wondering, maybe grateful is the most important full of all. And then I was like, okay, well, what about respectful? And so after a little while, I was full of the fulls, of the gratefuls and peacefuls. And I was like, well, what else? What else? And it came to me, be upbeat. Don't be walking around with your head hanging down, thinking about what's wrong or what's bad. Be upbeat and be helpful by being upbeat to others, to lift up others by being upbeat, but at the same time also being patient and understanding and loving, and also just to be aware, to not go through the day on automatic pilot, and the end of the day comes, it's like, well, what did I do today? Oh, I did this thing and that thing, I had this meeting. Yeah, but like, what did you see? What happened? And it was reminding me of the Dr. Seuss book where the little boy went to school, and when he came home, his father asked him, what did he see? And he had walked home on Mulberry Street, and he made up this elaborate story of all the things that happened on his way home, with all these crazy creatures and things that were going on. And at the end of the story, it was like, well, no, none of that actually happened. It was just a plain horse and buggy on Mulberry Street. So I was thinking, there's things going around all around us, wonderful things, beautiful things. And don't be the one that only sees a plain horse and buggy.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's a good story, Bob. I like that. I like the fact that we're to be observant, you know? Smell the, take time to stop and smell the roses. Smell the tabbouleh. Smell the coffee. Everything that you can do to open up your senses to what's going on around you. Yeah, I love that. It's really good. In other words, don't let the world just pass you by without you noticing what is going on. I like that. Man, that speaks a lot, doesn't it, Sue, about nature, about, you know, our bird friends, our little bunny rabbits, all of those things that are out there, you know, that are part of nature. Can't wait for spring, though, you know. Spring is just so beautiful when things start coming back to life again. What do you think, Sue? How do you like the way this teaching came out? What did you think of it?
I love the teaching, and I love what you came up with, Bruce, in terms of, because it's really, really important and very powerful that you noticed that it is about what's going on in your heart when you're by yourself. It's wonderful to, you know, be excellent, but when the excellence is coming from who you are from the inside. So I'm going to take what Bob did, and I was thinking about fullness. That was so creative and cool. Bob, I'm going to say to be mindful. And when I'm saying mindful, I'm going to say God-mindful. So if you had a God mind and it was filled with God, you would just be seeing everything as part of God, like you just did, Bruce. You would be seeing nature and the beauty and the... You'd be able to look at things, and I bet you there are a number of people that even when you're seeing the horizontal things that are going on in our world, like all the chaos, and I'm not going to even use the... bring it up into our minds. There's something that's transforming into its next level of fullness. And the thing to do, I went to self-compassionate, and it's really about being God-mindful and then study compassionate because it doesn't work with the full thing. It's heartful. God's heartful. Because if you were relating as God, you would be seeing that all of this, especially in the coming age, all of this is a play of evolving, moving, fullness that is just moving into another form. And so to be the excellence that I think we're going to need to bring forward into our new future, it's going to be a balance of people don't get to have that inside fullness unless they slow down and they get full like Bob was doing. So it's going to be a balance of being full inside, filled with God, and then bringing that fullness out to the world to help create, but in a new way. Not where you're abandoning yourself and doing all this work outside and you lose and deplete yourself, but helping people to understand what will be replenishing for them. And so for me, excellence teaching brought out this new balance, this new excellence and wholeness and fullness that we all, the inner and the outer, the upper and the and the upper and the lower, the right meets the left. That's the fullness that I think we're being called to bring about. And to me, that's the excellence finally realized. So that's how I see it.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a nice way to sum it up. I appreciate that. I like that. I like the fullness, the heartfulness.
Yeah.
The mindfulness. And, yeah, when Bob was starting to talk about certain things, certain attributes, it reminded me of 1 Corinthians 13, the first, I think, 7 or 8 verses about what love is. You know, patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. You know, and it goes on from there. And love does not insist on its own way. You know, there's so many great attributes that are brought up in that chapter that we tend to call the love chapter. It's really strong, and that was making me think of that, too. Well, let's do that. I appreciate that. That was a really good teaching, and it told us a lot about what we should do, how we can be excellent, and seek after God's own heart. Let's transition over, Sue, and to see whether we have some praise reports or prayer requests that have been sent in for tonight. As you look those up and go to those.
Thank you.
As you do it, I'll fill if you need it. We're looking for, none of us can fully understand what's going on in Southern California, in the LA area, other than 8 different fires, I think 3 of which have been out, maybe 4 now. But I don't understand how in the world the leadership, if you want to call it that, it's really not leadership, can drain the reservoirs, drain the retention ponds, not have water to the hydrants for the firefighters. I don't know what that's about. It doesn't make any sense. Take that water and pump it into the ocean. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me, and it shouldn't to anybody. But anyway, we just have to keep the Los Angelinos, if you will, and that area of Southern California, keep it continually on our hearts and pray for those people. And, you know, what about Rebuild America? Well, guess what? Rebuild California is going to be part of it. Sue, did you find anything yet for us?
I did, and I'd like to speak to that.
Sure.
I'd like to speak to that for a moment, because I think it's I just got flat. I got downloaded with this just now. What ends up happening is, if I went out and I was listening to some of the commentary, and this is, I think, a very significant thing to say. It's kind of part of our prayer and praise. And what's happening is there is a lot of analysis and deep thinking that's going on, and that is very valuable. And I think this is happening because we have to remember, and I hope everybody practices that as people are talking, they're talking from the old system, the old finances. They're not allowed to talk about, or who knows if they're even aware of, the new model of income, technologies, everything that's about to get launched. So when you're watching that, it's very important to kind of realize you're looking in the rearview mirror. If you're really smart, you're looking at the past and you're looking at people that aren't aware of the future door that's about to open. I mean, literally about to open. And so when you're watching it, if you can be looking at it and saying, oh, this is good, It's coming up. It's being recorded. It's being talked about, because then it can be healed. And I think part of this is coming up so we have the clarity and so that people are aware of all the, you know, all the issues that are plaguing, and everybody's going to come together with unlimited wealth to transform under very powerful leadership of we know who. So I just wanted to say that and practice that, because if you're watching all that powerlessness and that pointing fingers and all this, that kind of tendency, it's not going to do anything for your higher spiritual excellence and leadership. It's just not. It's only going to get you connected to low vibration, blaming, judging, attacking. It doesn't do anything. It's not about solution. So just keep that. I offer that as a suggestion for anybody that wants to use it, and try to see through that lens, and it's a more empowered lens, and it's what can I do about it lens. So here's what we have.
Thank
from
you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I'll make one more comment about it. I saw yesterday on Newsmax that Steve Guttenberg, the actor, was at his home with about 15 other neighbors in his little neighborhood. They're very close, and they were fighting the fires with everything that they had, you know, putting out with shovels and with... They didn't even have water other than pool water from the swimming pools and that type of thing. And they were just doing the best they could to preserve what they had. And it was wonderful to see him on TV being interviewed as kind of a leader in this. And I just thought, man, there's a guy that's putting his heart, you know, putting his hands where his heart is, helping to just keep their homes intact. It was really edifying to see that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sue.
No, that's fine. It's there's a lot to see. There's a lot to discern. There's a lot to go deeper on in perceiving, and so that's always helpful. So let's go to our genia, which means that we don't have one from Pastor Scott, so we're probably going to hear from him later, I hope, meaning later in the week. Where did it go? Hold on. Do you realize in just that 2 seconds? Hold on.
Did it ghost on you?
No, it didn't ghost. It's just I get emails so fast that it...
Oh, I see. That's your planet.
It moved. Okay, here we go. 6 days until the U.S. presidential inauguration. Oh, my gosh. 1/20/25.
Right.
50 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25. 65 days until spring, 3/20/25. 95 days until Easter, 4/20/25.
April 20th.
World Logic Day. Yeah. World Logic Day. Tuesday, 1/14/25. We're getting logical and doing some critical thinking on World Logic Day. Organize Your Home Day. Tuesday, 1/14/25. Survey, sort, prioritize, reorganize, because there is no place like your home. National Kombucha Day, Wednesday, 1/15/25. Why is kombucha tea so famous? Because it has numerous properties that can improve your life. National Fresh Squeezed Juice Day, Wednesday, 1/15/25. Raid your kitchen for those neglected veggies and fruits and get juicing. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. We're thankful for the following and continue to pray. For all the leaders and listeners on the big call, Pastor Scott for his health, the Quantum Financial System, QFS, we're thankful for the med beds for healing and restoration, for the RV, R&R, and debt forgiveness. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie. You caught the code, Jeannie, if you're listening. Good job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the code, all right. Thank you, Jeannie.
That's
very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I always like when Jeannie puts things out because it reminds me of certain things I need to cover in the intel segment. And I shall. Mm-hmm. I shall cover them. Don't you worry your pretty little head, son. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Nothing mm-hmm. else. That was it. Jeannie is it for tonight.
That was it. That's it okay. for tonight. So we're going to just think about and pray okay. for Pastor Scott in the meantime, because normally he's in chiming, but that's it.
And not yet. Not yet. And we don't know whether we'll have a call Thursday or not at this point. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We might, but we might not. All right, Sue, thank you for that. Let's jump into your segment and let's see what it is you'd like to bring to us tonight. If there's anything new that we can, as they say in the South, grab hold of, or anything that we just need to be made aware of, we're all ears and we'd love to hear it.
Well, I'm going to suggest a great new book, Bob. And for everyone that's going to be leading and designing. And it's a book called Design for How People Learn. And here's the piece that I'm going to bring for us tonight. It's by Julie Dirksen, D-I-R-K-S-E-N. And why is this book so important? It's very easy to understand, and it's really designed so that a layperson, anybody that's creating anything, especially when we're creating from scratch, you've got to create it so that people can learn it, process it, imbibe it, embody it. And I love this section, really cool section, about habit gaps and unlearning. I'm just going to read you a section. One of the things you may need to consider in your learner's journey is whether the new learning is going to require doing something familiar in a new manner. If people are required to change the way they do things, then they're going to stumble over old habits. If they automatically do certain things, they're going to have to make a conscious effort to not do those things, a process called unlearning. This is more difficult than just making a conscious effort to do something new. And not unimportantly, it can make people grumpy. When Tiger Woods changed his golf swing, his game would take a hit for a while until it usually improved again. This is a fairly difficult process for an athlete because it not only involves adding the new technique, but also requires unlearning the old technique. I'm going to tell a quick little one-minute story. I have a friend, and we've known each other for a while, And he sort of said to me, because he's, you know, like, think about the comment I made about the way you're looking at the video or the news you're watching. That was training you to unlearn taking in the negative bias of judgment, of blame, of low vibration emotions. That's going to be work. That's going to take a practice. And so we would have conversations, and one day he said to me, this is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And Bruce was on the call. It's going to be, you've learned, a lot of us are going to, it's the biggest piece is going to be about unlearning. Unlearning struggle. Unlearning too much to do, too little time. What's happening to your nervous system? How come, you know, everything that you're seeing that's about stress and overload, I want you to unlearn. So I'm going to make this really simple. For the next 2 days, the first thing you want to do to accelerate your skill in unlearning, and this is pretty radical for most of the people on this call, you've got to pay attention to what's going on in your nervous system. You've got to be paying attention. Like once an hour, say, what is my body feeling? Pay attention to what you're hearing inside you. Because what we're going to be unlearning is unlearning how to design, undesigning the abandonment of ourselves for the outside world. How many people do you know who they give of themselves, which is a beautiful thing, but to the detriment of themselves or their health? Because they're not paying any attention. They're not balancing out. They're not in wholeness and fullness around, this is what I can give so I'm not depleted and I don't get healthy, unhealthy. If you see people that are throwing parties and doing this and being achievers and doing this, my own mother, which is why I got started in this, died when I was 21. And she was a crucible moment for me. I went, that's not the way. That's no, that's not right. That's not what should happen. That's when you're living so much for the outside and getting those excellent strokes that you ignore yourself. So here's the practice, and it is a practice, and you have to prioritize it because you've been doing whatever you've been doing. Society has been so distracted, so outside, so externalized, so giving away their power, that you have to prioritize, how can I be excellent while also being close to God and Christ, and so that I feel at peace? And you're not going to get right to peace, maybe, if you're letting your nervous system, so here's what you have to do. Just track every hour. Do I feel overstimulated, imbalanced, or underwhelmed? Those are the three simple ways. if you're taking in too much noise and you're not saying no to people and people have access to you and you've got people calling you and it's random and you haven't learned to figure that out, I want you to have a jump start, the skill that you're going to need going forward is the skill to trust yourself that you can be, no matter what's going on outside of you, that you can be in a very grounded space. Grounded, when I say grounded, that means centered, strong, unperturbable space so that you defy overload. And we're going to call this, it's a new process. It's called cognitive renewal grounding. And I created it 2 weeks ago. It's going to be part of a potential class, which I'm not going to talk about. And all you have to do is, what's draining my energy most frequently? And what digital habits or responsibilities feel most intrusive? This is a big boundary issue. People have they've lost their ground. They've lost their boundaries. They don't know how to regulate that. And people have too much access to people. And so they feel very porous, ungrounded. And we can't have humanitarian leaders. Can't have people that are trying to build a new world not understanding how to be their best self in and out, so that they can come out with a excellence in how they appear and their habits and all that, but so they stay grounded. So that's all you have to do. One more time. You're spending the next 2 days, what drains my energy most frequently? That means paying attention. That doesn't mean just going on automatic and having friends that come over and irritate you and you don't talk about it, you don't notice about it, you just put up with it. Because trust me, if you don't get aware of this stuff now, it's going to get very, very strong. It's this new life is going to call you to be the master of how you regulate your energy in Christ. The second thing you do, just for 2 days, just track yourself. Is my energy overwhelmed? Am I drained? What bothers me? What, like that. And when you start paying attention to that and then saying, how could I get a little freer from this? Then you're taking responsibility for how your nervous system responds to stress. And then your nervous system, your body actually knows you're there for it. And you're going to feel love. You're going to feel like you're the source of love and compassion. You're going to source love from God directly because you're saying, God, my body isn't supposed to feel like this. I don't need to be a part of this modern world. And in these 2 days, because I heard this on the big call, I'm going to get aware of it so I can be a different being by 2026. It's not the lack of money, really. It's the lack of boundaries, and it's the lack of knowing how to be in a really coherent, balanced, strong nervous system and heart. When you have that down, can you imagine a person like that with money that doesn't compromise their energy, their emotions, their mind? Can you imagine what a society is that's not distracted by toxins, neurotoxins, all the ones that we think are, you know, we grew up That's just what we do on planet Earth. Imagine what that would look like. And when you do this practice, you're the person that's beginning to put that out on the planet. And that is the foundation for a new world. So that's what I'm going to say. And I have one little quick testimonial and then an announcement on the med bed. And hold on. And we're done. And that testimonial is from a woman who had her birthday the other day and took time. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Sue and the team for the MedBed 100 classes. These classes provided me with thought-provoking knowledge while supporting calmness in my future vision. I've always had a vision of a healthy new existence. So this information supports my knowing. Thank you again, L. And L is a logistics expert, so she's really, really bright. And she took the time, and thank you, Ms. L, for writing that to us for us. So if you want the MedBed 100, all you have to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name and telephone number, and it's $100, and you're going to get three emails, one about 65 different things that you've never heard of that you can ask for, seven different categories, an interview, how to walk through the interview, how to take all those 65 and literally how to sit with it, think about it. It's like it's a whole program so that you can be really attentive to yourself and make the best decisions. And then finally, you're going to get two classes, two meditations. You're going to hear other people like processing what this means to them, how it's changing them. It's a really incredible program. So send us an email. Understand that we can't answer any extra questions about the MedBed. It's self-contained. We have a limited staff to process the orders, so just expect us to send you an invoice. It can take a little bit, but if we send it out to you, all you have to do is check your email a couple of times a day, and you'll be good. And then you'll have a really clear roadmap, how to think, how to decide, how to reflect, how to sit down with yourself and love yourself with information that's been cataloged and curated just for the big call over 26 years. That's scientific, organic, no transhumanism, but it has all the leading, cool things that you can ask for that you never even thought about asking for. And so it's a very, very amazing program. And that's what we have for tonight. Thank you, Bruce.
That's excellent, Sue. Thank you very much. Yep, I think that's good. And I like the way that you brought those things out to us tonight. Beautiful. I think that we're going to all be, if they don't have the MedBed pop-up or the MedBed 100.
You just like the pop-up.
I like saying pop-up, but I know most pop-up ads not something we want, but I do like that. But yeah, MedBed 100 is really going to be so valuable for everybody, and it'll really help them navigate the whole time prior to the actual in MedBed time ahead of time, because you got 15 to 20 minutes max to explain to the people what it is you would like changed in your body, inside, in your mind, whatever it is. So it'll be really beneficial to know all that ahead of time so that you don't get there and go, what do I really want? And waste your time and their time. You have a list, you got it all ready, boom. And then you can explain in detail what it is you're looking for. Thank you, Sue. Really very beneficial.
You're welcome,
Sounds
Bruce.
Good. Sounds really good. Let's do this. Let's keep that theme going, and let's talk to our medical expert on staff, Bob. Bob from Boomers. Bob, I know we're not quite halfway through the month of January already, but we're getting close. And we've got a big week this week and a big week next week, too. But what have you decided as far as the sale is concerned? And obviously, we want to hear some more testimonials and anything else that you'd like to bring to us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, so today's the 14th, Tuesday the 14th,
mm-hmm.
and the sale we have yep. is going to finish up tomorrow. So we got a lot of people that were still interested, still calling, finding out the sale is still going on. And so we just kept it going. We just have a feeling there's more people who were getting their paychecks, pension checks, Social Security checks, you know, that we're really hoping they could take advantage of the sale. So we're going to stop it tomorrow. And as a reminder, it's a 25% off sale for a lot of our products. And also there's an incentive, of course, to put it on the auto ship as well, or subscription, as we call it. And that's an additional 10% off, plus you'll get free shipping and a free shaker bottle. So this is a really great time to go ahead and do that. And we do have some testimonials. Bruce, this is a lady who is writing about our Goodnight formula. And, you know, there's a lot of research. You know, just recently there are research studies coming out about sleep and your overall health, and there's just more and more studies being done about it. And this lady sent us her picture, and she has this really beautiful, long, blonde hair. She's wearing this beautiful dress. She looks like she just had the greatest night's sleep ever. And it says,
wow.
I love this product. I had tried everything, and now this works the best for me. I get a full night's sleep, and I have great dreams. If I get up, I can go back to sleep. Thank you, Boomers, for such a great night's sleep. Amen.
Amen. That's great.
Amen. Yep. And then we got a lot of testimonials, Bruce. This one was short. It's a lady writing in about Myotrol, which more and more people every day are getting this product. It says, since I've been taking Myotrol, I can't function without it. I feel more energized and I love it. Here's another lady writing about Myotrol. This is a very interesting one, Bruce, because, you know, this is a lesson in not giving up. So this lady says, I've been hesitant to do a review because I was so ill and had too many systems involved. Stephanie used a great analogy. She said, if you're starting in a 6-foot hole, it's a lot harder to dig your way out than someone starting in a 1-foot hole. I was definitely at the 6-foot level, but I'm maybe at a 5-foot level now. I've taken 5 bottles of Myotrol, and I can stand for maybe 10 minutes now. I was dealing with muscle wasting to the point I was terrified of standing up and breaking a bone because I have osteoporosis. I'm taking Gladiator Barley, and I felt my lower leg muscles and can see and feel them, and I couldn't do that before. I'm still on my first bottle of Goodnight formula. I'm still a little afraid to take it because I'm not stable enough on my feet and I don't want to risk falling. Sorry I'm so slow compared to the other testimonials, but I've been on hospice 3 times and keep fighting my way back. This is really working for me now, just a little slower than a healthy person.
Wow, Bob. Can I comment on that for a minute, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for the fact that she was so candid and honest and authentic in sharing her situation with us. And as she was going through that, I was thinking, what else would I take? And it came to me, a lot of people don't realize for bone strength, magnesium is very important. And so our magnesium with zinc is a great supplement for bone health. You know, some people think that magnesium is as important or more important than calcium, you know, for bone density and bone strength. What are your comments on that, Bob?
Well, it is, and also, you know, vitamin D3 is also really important for uptake of calcium. But a lot of your, you know, building of your bones and the veracity of your bones is related to your muscle. And so if you start to lose muscle, your bones are going to get weak. And this is just really fortunate for her that that Myotrol was invented when it was, because, you know, it was probably her last best hope. And the fact that she went through, you know, hospice and is still alive, and now she's starting to recover. You know, it's going to be really fun to watch her, you know, come back and get back to walking again and doing things again. And, you know.
Yeah.
And, here's another one about Myotrol that you got to hear.
Okay.
This just came in too yesterday.
Okay.
I'm in my mid-70s, and I haven't taken meds all my life, but my wife is diabetic. I started her on the Full Boomers products and Myotrol, and now she no longer takes insulin. Praise the Lord and the Boomers regimen. And, you know, we've heard this a few times now, Bruce, and it's really, there's many, many reasons for it. If someone's taking the Boomer Boost, the Gladiator Barley, is taking probiotics and vitamin D and essential fatty acids, and then also Myotrol, there's really nothing else like it. There's no other place or any other company where you can get such a regime that will help bring somebody back out of hospice or help a person to not have to take insulin anymore. It's a combination of things from different people that that have helped in the creation of the new science of holistic nutrition. And I was thinking, while Sue was speaking, something she said jogged my mind to think, man, who were all these people that I learned this from and that from and that from? And who are these people that invented the Gladiator Barley and invented the process to actually make it? And the inventor of Myotrol. And, you know, we didn't invent any of these products, but we're the ones that said, all right, how are they going to work together? What's needed for what is called by the Life Extension Foundation? They have a concept called the supplement pyramid. And you can buy a book called that. And if you read through it, it's actually pretty good, right? But you can also write down a number of things that are missing from it. And I can tell you one thing that they don't have in the supplement pyramid is Myotrol. And I can tell you another thing they don't have is superoxide dismutase. You think about it, it's the holy grail of anti-aging, but they don't have stabilized SOD. Right? And when you put all these things together, that's really the only way that you can get testimonials like this. Like, here's another one. This lady wrote in, I would like to repeat what I've been saying, which is how fantastic your products make me feel. I take many of your products, but Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, along with the collagen, give me the energy to enjoy life, dance, play volleyball, work maintaining my acreage. But listen, when I started taking Myotrol, the secret way, it has built my inner strength and remarkable and really unbelievable to be able to pick up items without giving a second thought of its weight is priceless. So thank you all for helping me be a strong, healthy 82-year-old that loves life. I would send a picture, but my hair is up in curlers so I can go out dancing tonight.
Oh, that's great. I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she'd send a picture, but she doesn't want her picture to be taken with her hair in curlers. I can understand that. I wouldn't either. Yeah. Golly, that's great.
And there's more testimonies too that came in. Oh, but that's the gist of it right now. People not having to take insulin anymore, coming off of hospice, digging themselves up out of a hole, working in their acreage, and then going out dancing at 82 years old. It's really amazing. You know, the revolution of you know, immortality has begun here on the Big Call.
Man, I'll say, Bob, that's terrific. Yep, picturing her out there on the acreage, you know, doing the work that needs to get done. Nobody's helping her. She's doing it herself. And she'll take a shower and go out dancing tonight. You know? That's so cool. And it's really cool. I just love it. I think that's terrific. Well, Myotrol is a game changer, Bob. You know, Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley or Heirloom Barley together, great dynamic combo. And then we sprinkle in a few supplements like Myotrol and vitamin D3 and premium probiotics, you know, all these things. They're just, I can see it. I think it's a tremendous, I was just thinking how thankful I was, Bob, that you found me, because I wasn't looking for you, but you found me. And here you are for almost 10 years now on the Big Call, along with Sue, and just how much value both of you bring to the call, that I just love the fact that we have, you know, these products, and so many people have wonderful testimonials. To say, I just think it's remarkable, really. Very thankful for both of you. Anything else you can think of, Bob, that we need to handle or talk about?
Nope. It's 10:06, Bruce, and thank you for the kind words.
No, absolutely, Bob. Thank you. Wow. That's excellent. All right, I guess I got to get my thinking cap on and see how we can bring out everything that we need to know right now. I've got several things. I'm going to try to put them in some form or fashion in an order which will help to create a timeline for us. I always like to see timelines to see where we are, what's happening in the next few days, and where are we going, and how are we going to get there. And that's sort of what I'm going to try to paint this picture for you guys tonight. Initially, we're going to say President Trump has given the green light to our new restored Republic Treasury. Let's call it, based at least temporarily in Reno, Nevada, to activate, was the word, activate the new United States note, which we call the USN, or the currency we call the United States Treasury note, the USTN, to activate that. And that instruction was given to occur between last night, which was Monday night, and Wednesday morning, which is tomorrow morning. So we're looking at that activation of the USN, which is part of JSARA, along with all the other asset-backed currencies around the world. And certainly it's a part of NSARA in terms of letting the people know, hey, we have a new asset-backed dollar, which we don't have with the USD. And so we should be getting excited about the possibility that what we've been looking for, which was I've been looking for anyway, is an announcement about the USN and about, you know, the asset-backed dollar that we have, and all of that as part of NSARA. And I think we're about to see that. The other thing that we're seeing is that we're getting from a limited amount of sources now, but some of these are paymasters over the bondholders. We're getting sort of an order of which dominoes are falling. What's the first, second, third, and fourth domino? And it appears that the first domino is the bondholders getting their emails, letting them know when they have access to funds. Excuse me. And that first access to funds should be scheduled for either tomorrow or Thursday for the bondholders. The second domino is what they call platform trades. These are ZIM platforms that certain people entered into with up to 5 100 T notes. This was in the past, a few years back, and this was something that would be paying out over pretty much over 1 year. 13 months, I think. Excuse me. Gotta get a drink of water here. Hold on. So that's really something that we're looking for to be the second domino to fall. And third domino should be what we refer to as the Admiral's groups, and there are multiple groups under the Admiral, and there might be more than one Admiral, by the way, but we know of one in particular. And then the fourth domino is us in Tier 4B, or the Internet group. Now, our understanding from Wells Fargo's point of view is that Tier 4 is Tier 4. They don't distinguish between 4A and 4B. I've done it in the past and continue to do it because people want to know, well, what about our group? What about the Internet group, the largest group that is primarily listening to the big call and looking online for other information? Well, I believe that tier 4, A and B, or Tier 4, will go pretty much together. This whole rollout, which we've used the term shotgun start, is supposed to roll out over 48 hours. Now, I think the 48 hours basically starts when the USN is acknowledged activated. And the theory is that it should happen by tomorrow morning. We don't have a time for it necessarily, but I'm going to say if it is to happen by tomorrow, it would happen by noon tomorrow. So there is an order to things on the release of these. Now, somewhere in the mix is the so-called intermediaries. These are people like CMKX, adjudicated settlements, fines and penalties, farm claims, ranch claims, Native American claims. And there may be one or two others, but that's what I'm bringing up as what we're calling the intermediary groups. Now, those groups should be paid kind of when the bondholders are notified. I think that's also going to be triggered within the next 48 hours. But it may take longer than 2 days to pay all those. But I don't think it necessarily should. I don't think it should. But we'll have to see and keep an eye. We may not even hear about some of those unless you're in CMKX. You know, unless you're in a situation where you know, your farm or ranch was taken from you or whatever, and now they're going to make it right to you. They're going to at least pay you for it, you know. But we'll see what that looks like. I had understood our Native Americans were already compensated, but maybe they weren't. Maybe not all of them. So it's hard to know everything about that. But so there's the next couple of days of things. We should get our notifications, I believe, in the next day or two. We could get it Wednesday. We could get it Thursday and start. I don't have anything that takes me beyond Thursday right now in the way of what we're talking about with this RV, with the blessing. Okay, so, I mean, we heard from CW, and he says, his associate said, well, we're still looking at Charlie Ward's Thursday. And maybe we are. And maybe we get numbers tomorrow and all we do is set appointments and we start on Thursday. That's possible. I hope we get numbers, set appointments, and start tomorrow. So we'll have to see. This is one of these we'll have to wait and see. And I hate that expression, but it is one that we have to sort of do right now. Let's go beyond that. Let's talk about a couple of things. One, this really blew my mind. My new understanding as of yesterday was we're going to actually be offered an interest rate. This is not a currency rate. This is a rate of interest that would be paid on our primary and secondary bank accounts. This does not pay on our Quantum account, but it pays on the monies that we move from the Quantum account using our Quantum card to get into our account and then move that into a primary, in my case, Wells and secondary Wells accounts. And they're offering us 12% interest, annual percentage yearly. That doesn't make any sense. But APY for 5 years, for the first 5 years, 12% per year. Why in the world would they offer? And we don't have to negotiate that. That's nothing that we have to negotiate. Like we thought we were going to have to negotiate upwards of 5 to 10%. Well, this is 12%. And you know why? Because when we transition from the USD, the fiat dollar, to the USN, with the USD basically on its way out, now we can still use it, what we have here, but with it on its way out, the banks will be broke. They need our funds in our accounts so that they can stabilize themselves and have the wherewithal for Basel III and Basel IV compliance. So, I mean, to get that type of interest rate on the amounts that we're talking about moving into our primary and secondary, and when I say secondary, let's say we have a primary account, the main account that's under the name of the trust, and then we have accounts underneath that that are sub-accounts, still under the protection of the trust, but let's say they're, in my case, using four LLC accounts. And so those accounts will be sub-accounts to the primary. But all those accounts, as I understand it, sub and the primary account, will earn 12% interest for 5 years. I don't know if it's compounded daily. I don't know how often it's compounded. But I think we can ask for the interest to be paid out to us monthly or quarterly, you know, every 3 months. I'm going to go for quarterly for me. It's just, to me, it'll be easier to see that number and deal with, okay, that's a number I have to give away, invest, whatever I'm going to do with it. Bless people with it, use for Rebuild America, use for whatever, right? And I think it's a little easier than to try to keep up with it monthly for me. So that's what I'm going to try to do. The other thing is, what about let's go with a timeline thing. All right, so that has taken us all the way up to Thursday with the potential start for our exchanges tomorrow or Thursday. And then Friday, we would go right on through. Saturday, the 18th, I know that there are a couple of events that are planned, and one of which is a private meeting in Northern Virginia for President Trump and his cabinet choices. And that'll be a great little get-together for them. They'll probably have a great time. Also on Saturday the 18th, there is a ballroom inaugural ball, and that's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Hotel on Capitol Hill, and that'll be probably that's a big deal, big event. And I believe they have tickets for sale for that now. And there are three levels of participation. I'm not sure if the top level is full. I think it is. But anyway, that's something that's going to be great for people that are in the D.C. area and that want to attend that. And my understanding, I don't know this, of course, but my belief system is that President Trump will try to make a cameo appearance at most of the inaugural balls that are planned. And even though they talk about other locations and so on, there's nowhere that shows where they are or when they are yet. It's kind of a 404 page not found, one of those deals. So stay tuned for that, and it'd be last minute. Sounds like it's last minute, unless people in the know already know about it. It's just not being advertised. That's very possible. So that's Saturday. Then Sunday, President Trump is supposed to make an appearance to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And I don't know if that's at Arlington National Cemetery or somewhere else, but that's what he's supposed to do Sunday. And he has a MAGA rally, Make America Great rally, at the Capitol Center in Washington, D.C., or the Caps play hockey home sheet of ice. And so that's going to be going on Sunday. Monday, we have the inauguration. One put it as a swearing in, or he is sworn in on Monday, the 20th. It's also Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr., and so I believe it will be a bank holiday. And so I think for that reason, the R&R, since we're moving into Tuesday now, on the 21st, should be from the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, should be when we are seeing and receiving our restitution and reconciliation allowance. And I've told you guys on two or three occasions how that's going to work out. For ages that are 30 to 45, 45 to 60, and 60 and above, get theirs as a lump sum. So we'll see how that all shakes out for everybody. But it should occur within that time frame. 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, somewhere in there. And there's discussion that we might have our increase in Social Security this month in January, but I don't know if it'll start tomorrow or the fourth Wednesday, which is the 22nd, or whether it's not even going to happen this month or not. I don't know. I've been told it will, but I can't say for sure that it will. And I know the increase is what I'm talking about. Getting that increased amount has not happened in the first two Wednesdays for Social Security recipients. So I'm not sure whether it's going to happen for anyone else this month or not. Debt forgiveness, Jubilee, all of that is part of Nasara. And we're just going to have to see. I saw one thing that was brought to me today. And thank you, Trish, for I believe it was Truth Social, that President Trump talked about not the internal revenue service, but an external revenue service. And he talked about receiving monies from other countries around the world that are doing trade with the United States, getting trade tariffs and so on, paid to us. And I'll tell you, he didn't say we'd see the end of the IRS, but that is part of Nasara. We will have a flat tax. It's not called a value-added tax like they have in Europe, but it is called a consumption tax. And that tax would be approximately 15%. It may be 14 or 15%, but that's imported, meaning contained in the price of new goods, new products, not on used items, but only, and not supposed to be on any pharmaceuticals. And I'm not sure if it's going to be on food or not. In the grocery store, I do not think it's on food, but in restaurants, we could still pay a tax in the restaurants. I'm not sure about that. But for us to not to have to pay income tax, federal income tax, or state income tax, and I don't even know whether property taxes will exist or not. I've been told they won't, but we'll have to see how it all comes out. So, the Fed is dead. The Federal Reserve's gone. The USA Corporation's dead. Forget that. We've got the new restored Republic of the United States, and President Trump will be sworn in as president of the restored Republic. So there's your timeline starting tomorrow. Starting last night to tomorrow morning for the USN to be activated. And by the way, our accounts right now are mirrored with the QFS system. And essentially, when that occurs, all of our accounts will be in the QFS system, protected in there. And I think we're just as protected right now. Do you realize that the U.S. Treasury, and when I say that, I'm talking about the new Treasury, just picked up $17 trillion? Where did they get that money? You think certain people had tried to move funds in offshore accounts, and because of that, QFS picked it up, and now those funds have been seized? Yep. That's a nice piece of change, 17T. What about this so-called national debt? What are they, where is it, 35, 36 trillion? Something like that, and climbing? I'm being told it doesn't need to be paid back. It's fiat currency. It's was incurred by the United States Incorporated, which is defunct. I think that's just something that the media still has to try to work with, but it's not even a thing. It won't even be paid back. That's kind of cool. Let's see, where else can we go? I think that's really everything I wanted to say about Intel and about our timeline. Remember, we've got the possibility of numbers coming out tomorrow or Thursday, and the exchanges starting either tomorrow or Thursday is what I'm getting. I'm only telling you guys what I'm hearing from the best sources that we have still available. Not every source is available, but these are. And then we've got the Friday is kind of a question mark, but we know that if we start exchanges tomorrow or Thursday, we'll go right on through the weekend. I'm not sure about Monday because it is MLK Day, and it's also the inauguration day. There'll be a lot going on. So we'll see, but I know this thing should go right on through. Does President Trump have to be in as inaugurated as president for us to get the RV? I've been told no, he does not have to be back in as president for this to happen. So we're pushing it closely. We're getting there. But let's see what happens in the next 2 days. Okay, that'll answer it for us. If we get numbers, the answer is no. We just push right on through, set our appointments, and go. Med beds availability. If you're in dire need, if you're in hospice, if you're close to the pearly gates, yeah, you can get in really soon. I've been told it's as soon as 1 day after the exchange. That's for dire need, and it doesn't hurt if you're a ZIM holder, by the way. That's probably the biggest thing you can be besides being dire need to get in quickly. Still by referral basis. You're going to have 6 referrals. Make sure your people know that you're referring them. Name, phone number, if you have address, that's even better. You have all of those. And obviously put the top of your list. Number one would be your most dire need. If they're ZIM holders, that's better for them. If they're not, just whatever. Let's see if there's anything else. I think that's everything I needed to tell you guys. I just want to remind everybody that Sue still has the MedBed 100s available as a 2-class recording of 2 classes, $100. That's why it's MedBed 100, payable using PayPal. And if you don't have a PayPal account, you don't have to. You just can get sued, ask Sue for an invoice from PayPal that can go to you, and then you end up putting your credit card information in credit card or debit card in that invoice and then send it back to Sue. It should be fairly simple. And do that, and of course, in your email, make sure she has your make sure she has your phone number and your name in case she needs to send you a text. Okay, and then go ahead and remit that to Integrated, Integrated, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. Send it to Sue, and she'll get those out as quickly as she possibly can with the limited staff. Okay? So just be patient and check those emails frequently, 2 or 3 times a day. Check it to see what she sent you and see how you need to respond back. $100 for that. That's a really great way to be prepared for the med beds when you're ready to go in. I cannot wait to get in there and fix what I need to fix. And I'm going to add a few other things too that I've learned about that I can request. Well, let's see, anything else? Bob's sale is going to go on. I think it'll go on till 5 o'clock tomorrow. Maybe it'll go longer. But I think tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I believe, is when it'll cut off. So let's let you know how to get to Bob's site. Remember, to get there, go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on my landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. Just click on it. It'll take you right to Bob's website. You'll go in there, and then you'll be able to see the products that are on sale. Drop the products menu down to on sale. You'll see all those. And then you can put some of those together for an order. And then realize if you decide to use the subscribe and save feature and get these sent to you once a month, you have a lot of flexibility on that. You're not once and done. You set it up and they're set to go every 30 days. But if you want to add something, delete something, change the ship date. You have all that flexibility once you set it up. And for setting it up with the products that you want to receive on a monthly basis, you'll get an extra 10% off, plus free shipping, plus a free shaker bottle. So look through the sale items, see if something appeals to you. Maybe you want to add Goodnight formula like the lady, you know, just did that we heard in the testimonial. I tell you, I love my Goodnight formula. And yes, I dream dreams, and my dreams are in color. I can't see colors hardly at all with my natural eyes. I can barely see any color right now. But in my dreams, I see great. Isn't that cool? So I love to dream. So look, do that. Put yourself in order. Make sure you get the Myotrol. That thing is a game changer for everybody, and get that Myotrol. I take it every day. I love it. I take a lot of these products every day, really. Boomer Boost, Barley, Premium Probiotics, Lignans, all of that daily. And then I take vitamin B12, B complex, vitamin C, D3, magnesium and zinc, resveratrol, turmeric, ashwagandha. I take a lot of these products. I've got, I just got back in today. I got olive leaf extract. Yep. So, yeah, there are a lot of things. You don't have to take everything, but take what will keep your immune system up. You know, take what helps your digestion. You got digestion problems? Consider taking the digestive enzymes. What about stem cells? Can we improve our stem cell growth and increase that? Yeah. There's your aloe vera immune. That's a great product. That's something that'll increase your stem cell production. So let's just do that, guys. Let's do it. Let's keep an eye on what happens. Let's see if we get the USN activated tomorrow or Thursday at the latest, I think. And I think President Trump gave the green light to have it happen by tomorrow morning. At least that's what I'm hearing from our people that are close and are getting that information, you know, from him. So we'll see. We'll see how it comes. I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it this week and big time next week as well. So everybody have a wonderful night. Let's pray the call out. Thank you for coming. Let's thank Sue. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, GCK. Thank you, Jeannie. Pastor Scott, continued healing for you. We pray in Jesus' name for your healing. And thank you, SAP team, for getting the call out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, the listeners to the Big Call, for your faithfulness to tune in and listen every Tuesday and Thursday night. We appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to working with many, many, many of you with Rebuild America and Rebuild International and possibly the Veterans Retreat Network and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my four projects I've talked about on the Big Call, and we'll be in touch. Make sure you're all registered on bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, and if you're on that, you'll be getting podcasts and emails from us with podcasts and other information about how we're going to get together in the future for meetings, regional meetings, get-togethers, and that kind of thing. All right? So listen, everybody, have a wonderful night. Let's see what happens in the next couple of days. And if we have a call Thursday, let's hope it's a celebration call. All right? So God bless you. Let's pray this call out. Lord God, thank you for everything that you brought today. Thank you for Sue and Bob. And thank you for, you know, everybody that's a contributor to the Big Call. Thank you for where we see ourselves right now in this great scheme of things, looking forward to receiving this blessing and going great guns for everything that we can do to be great stewards of this blessing for you and for everyone in the world. We thank you for it all. Thank you for the blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Talk to you Thursday. Hopefully it'll be a celebration call.